Hey there, welcome to your favorite podcast, Take 10 with YRN. You're listening to Annabelle, and this is our very first episode titled, This Pandemic is Giving Me an Anxiety Attack. YRN is a positivity and growth blog for Nigerian young adults. And I'm just the girl that YRN orders around. Okay, let's take 10. On today's episode, today's episode is actually pretty awesome. It's a little bit personal. So I decided to let you guys in on a little challenge of mine. So maybe you can help me fix it. So the time that we live in just seems to be tough, I must say. I mean, every day we're very conscious of what's going on. We're trying to figure out, are we being careful enough? Are we being educated enough? Are we worrying too much? There's so much going on in this time and with this pandemic that it calls for us to kind of look in and ask ourselves a couple of questions. I'm blabbing, that's not why I'm here. Okay, so right now as I speak to you, we have recorded over 300 cases in Nigeria. That's scary, because not too long ago, we had a handful. And all of a sudden, we're now in our hundreds. It shows us how, like, really really fast this thing grows, and death toll is rising. So why shouldn't I be scared when all these things are happening, right? I don't know, but then it scares me. A little over a week ago, was when they announced that most of Nigeria should be in lockdown. It was official because the federal government had announced it. Before that, I was already at home for about a week, I think a little over a week. So I've been home for about going to three weeks now. It's not a funny something, guys. Let's not be playing with this thing. It's actually not funny. So there's some questions I have, right? What are we doing in this country to make sure that this thing stays? We have people saying, people are coming out to say, be careful, do this, do that. But there are people that are going out. People are living their regular lives. Not all these companies shut down. Some companies are still fully functional. Some people are still going to work and coming back. And I'm scared because them going out and coming back, is that not contradicting? Because it takes one person to move it to about 10 people. And then to 20, and then to 100. And it just keeps going. So I'm just wondering in my head, shouldn't everybody be in the house? So that would be fine, you get. But that's another story for another day. I really do have questions. What should we be thinking of? How available are these tests? How can we take the test? I don't know. People are not talking. Okay, fine. Let's say that, God forbid, I have the coronavirus. How do you know that I have the coronavirus? What do I do about it? Okay, I call a number. And then what? They come pick me up and act like I'm some weird human being. Or everybody's like, stay in your house, just be chill. When you're about to die, then call us. No, guys. I need to know what we are doing proactively to make sure that this virus doesn't spread to the entire country. Because I'm panicking. You can tell I'm panicking, right? Okay, fine. My fear has something to do with the current situation, which is the obvious, the coronavirus. But that's not exactly where my fear is. So from a very young age, I've been very afraid of change and changing everything. So it affects literally my entire life, and it stops me from being adventurous, from trying to be the next person or the next thing or next version of myself. I'm not sure why, but it's been there for a while. And yeah, I'm trying. Maybe not. But I'm doing all that I can to see how I can, you know, change that. You think this is bad. Like, the fear for change is bad for me. I'm scared of traveling because traveling would mean that I'm changing environments. It's not that bad when it's local, because if I'm moving from Port Harcourt to Lagos, I'm still scared. If I have to make a jump, I'm scared of it because I'm just there thinking, okay, what if this move doesn't work? What will happen on the way? One of the reasons why I don't take road transport, it's not because I don't like to be in a car that is moving and people that I'm just dealing with. It's because I just want to get there quickly. So let's look for the fastest means of transportation so I can reach my destination, so I can get, so I can stop panicking, because that's all that's going to be in my head. And one thing that this pandemic is doing is it is causing serious panic and anxiety for me, because I'm just here thinking, okay, this is going to change a lot. It's going to change a lot of how we think, how we behave, it's going to change the world. And I'm just thinking, what are the things that are going to change? How are we going to, I mean, right now we can all see, obviously, that we're being forced to resort to remote work. This is something that was not even, people didn't really think like that about remote work. And now companies are forced to implement things to accommodate remote work. And that's just one aspect, right? I'm actually very anxious when I think of this, because I'm just like, okay, what else would change? What are the things that I should be worried about? What could go wrong? Guys, this is real. Like, the world is changing and I'm scared. Is it changing for good or not? So I've heard a few things. People have tried to, like, I've read articles and people have tried to write about how I can deal with, you know, the anxiety. And people will say, oh, stop thinking about the future too much. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? I shouldn't think about the future. Hello. Let's get something straight, please. I'm going somewhere. I'm somewhere currently. Hello, allow me to worry about the place I'm going. I know it's crazy, but I like to be on top of things. And if I'm not, I get anxious. I don't know, guys. This is me pointing out my heart. I think you guys should know that I'm actually going through this. And it's serious stuff for me. Thank you. Thank you for listening to me rant about my anxiety. I have written some show notes on the blog for you. You should check it out. You might like it. So in the next episode, I will be talking about how I realized my love for writing and decided to start blogging. So make sure you don't miss it. Before you leave, I need you to do one thing for me. Subscribe to this podcast. Okay, thanks. See you next Sunday.